Hi, everyone. Welcome to For the Road Forward, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive. And it is that time for another relevant and timely conversation with one of my favorite industry leaders to cover the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer's or OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward. So let's dive right in, because we have an esteemed colleague as our guest here today, someone who I'll be co-presenting right alongside on the main stage at Digital Dealer, October 14th and 15th in Las Vegas. And that's Patrick James, AVP of Business Development with vAuto. And we brought Patrick here today to share his thoughts on what he is seeing across the industry when it comes to omnichannel strategy, AI, and how dealers can turn fragmented processes into gold. So Patrick, welcome to For the Road Forward.
Hey Jade, how are we doing? Thanks for having me.
Well, so glad that you are here with us. So let's start with the big picture. The session that we're leading at Digital Dealer, it's all about omnichannel strategy. So Patrick, from your perspective, why is omnichannel no longer a buzzword, but truly a necessity for dealers in 2025 and beyond?
Well, you know, as the inventory management guy, omnichannel is a really big word for me, right? Because we're very polarized in certain aspects of the dealer's operation. But I feel like when it comes to inventory, everything revolves around being able to get someone to look at that inventory and engage on that inventory. So I am learning all about this omnichannel process that you speak of, listening to a lot of the material that you provide. And I think from a inventory management perspective, I think the real challenge for dealers right now is the connection between he or she who owns the inventory and is trying to put the right cars in the right place, but then that person in the dealership that's actually trying to interact with the customer who's interested in that car. So I've had a lot of discussions lately with some of our best dealers out there about how they're trying to work more collaboratively within the dealership to kind of make that come alive. And I think there's a lot of work to do here. And Digital Dealer is the perfect place to talk about it, right? Because I think a lot of our audience are going to be folks that work in the BDC, folks that interact with leads and hand raisers on vehicles. And how do you get the information flow between the person who's managing that inventory, wants to get it sold, and actually getting that information frontline to the customer that's interested in the vehicle? So I think there's a lot of challenges there, but there's a lot of technology coming our way that's going to help with that.
Yes, dealers must meet that evolving consumer and their expectations where they are to stay competitive, to build that trust, and to know what they want and need and prefer. And it is about connecting, you know, all the right inventory, all the right marketing. If you don't have the processes that connect it to in-store, you're not going to get that consumer. So let's talk a little bit about AI. You've seen firsthand how it's changing the game in trade-in processes and appraisals. What are some of the most exciting ways AI is helping dealers improve accuracy, transparency, and that consumer trust we just talked about?
Well, we know that AI is helping to make the communication process better, right? I mean, voice-driven AI is, you know, allowing us to reach out to customers and look for those that are maybe coming further down the funnel and hand raisers. And I think that's a human capital efficiency that everybody's talking about, where it's really going to make a big difference. But, you know, again, I'm going to go back and put my vAuto guy, you know, inventory hat on. And what we're leveraging AI is to really provide better insights on the car that perhaps that client or customer, I should say, is already driving, right? I think a big part of the process when we look at this omnichannel, I'm here to buy a car, but I have a car that I have to dispose of, et cetera, is how do we deal with the current vehicle that they're driving? And how do we provide them with a, you know, intriguing offer on that vehicle that makes them move to the next step? And a lot of that's being handled sight unseen, right? I mean, it's in that omnichannel environment. So I think what we're finding in vAuto is we're providing more information using AI so that we can make a better decision on how to give a fair number sight unseen to that client to make them, I keep saying clients, what I mean is customers, we'll call them clients too, to get them to the next step. You know, we know that I mean, I've heard numbers as high as 70 to 80% of the car tr automobile transactions have a trade, right? So we can't ignore that. I mean, we're not just talking to a customer that's interested in coming to buy a car or dealership. They have something that they need to do something with in that process along the way, and we just want to kind of meet them where they're at and make sure that we know that we can handle all those needs so that they don't go sell that car to one of the disruptors, if you will, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that is that data-based, connected, relevant conversation with the consumer that builds the trust to keep them with you. So one of the key themes in our session is identifying risk zones, especially when it comes to the trade, the car purchase, and even F&I. So share a little bit with us about what you're seeing as the biggest pain points in those areas for today's dealers and how data is actually helping them solve those problems.
Yeah, well, the one that I'm going to anchor on heavily again is is kind of that trade-in, because if we can't address that, the rest of the process doesn't happen, right? They don't in many cases, don't end up purchasing the vehicle from us, or they never get to F&I either. So I think that making sure that we have a well-oiled process to be able to make an offer on the vehicle and let them know that they are going to be happy with that part of the process before they come to the dealership is really the biggest challenge that we're dealing with. We're finding that, you know, consumers right now have one to three offers on their vehicle, you know, before they even interact with the dealership that might actually have the car that they want. I think it's you go to the younger generations and they have as many as five to eight offers. So there's plenty of options out there to sell your car and get that out of the transaction before they become a shopper. But they want the best deal that they can get from the car. Would they prefer to trade the car on a vehicle that they're interested in at the dealership? Absolutely. There are tax benefits that come along with that. We just need to make sure that when we're reaching out to those customers, that we have a good process. We put a good value on the car, and that's working internally in the dealership with the person who, you know, actually appraises the vehicle versus how we're going to actually deliver that to the customer, whether it's the BDC or internet manager, that we do that in a seamless way that makes the customer confident. Wow, this dealership appears that they can handle all my needs. I'm ready to go to the next step. So I think that's step one. Then when we get into the purchase process, absolutely. When they come to the dealership, everything that we told them online has got to be happen while they're in the dealership as well. And we got to make sure that that process is streamlined. But I would say I'm trying to get dealers to focus on step one, because that seems to be the game breaker today with getting customers to move to the next part of the cycle.
Yeah, we have to, as an industry, master that sight unseen or connected omnichannel trade-in process. I often say, you know, you think how long is an industry, and you've watched it for decades, Patrick, just like I have. We took teaching consumers one price selling. We've taken away the hassle and haggle and negotiation and game playing that people always disliked about the car business, and we've shown them how to understand pricing and fair market values on what they're getting ready to buy. But we've just gone and introduced that exact same complexity into the trade valuation now. And so we've got to go through that whole education process, database relevant, connected education, if you will, to really partner with our customers, our consumers, our clients, and make that part of it easier so that it's not the pain point that causes them to go to the next guy just because they see a higher number when they don't understand how the full deal is structured. So let's shift just a bit. And it's not a big shift because you just talked about processes, but processes drive results. And so, what's your take on the importance of defining, implementing, training, and sticking to processes inside of dealership organizations? And then, what kind of difference is it making for those who are actually doing it right, especially when it comes to acquisitions, trade-ins, and turn processes that mirror what we're going to talk about at Digital Dealer, giving CPR or really breathing life into what we're going to call the pot of gold for the dealership, your dealership profits?
Yeah, I you know, I'm a big believer in when I was, you know, had my retail hat on for a number of years about inspecting what you expect. And you got to use your technology to be able to report back to see if you're being successful or not. So there's a number of things that come to mind. And again, the auto guy, I gravitate right to the inventory management, you know, approach and the systems that we have to be able to do that inspection. And there is such powerful reporting to be able to look at, you know, by appraiser, by salesperson, by source. I mentioned sight unseen evaluations, right? There are ways to set up your inventory management tool to see when we do make sight unseen appraisals, how effective are we? How many of those do we actually capture? How many come into our inventory? How many do show up on other dealerships' website, which is very painful. We call it the mistrades report. And I've seen people get fired over the mistrades report when the dealer finally figured out where it was in their inventory management system. But, you know, we track every VIN when it comes on the internet and when it leaves. So we know where these cars end up, even though you had a shot at it. And I would say dealers need to start there by saying, I need to have a really robust tracking system to make sure that I am getting better at landing those trades, getting that customer to the store to actually bring that car into inventory. And the reason, you know, I harp so much on this whole inventory thing is the number one pain point that we're hearing from dealers today is supply, right? I mean, we're at the trough of this low supply market from the cars that didn't get produced 3-4 years ago for all the reasons we know. And so supply is absolutely critical. So as much as we like to sell cars online and get rid of a car that's in inventory, getting a car to replace that and trade is gold right now. And that's where dealers are really trying to figure out how to find other opportunities for sourcing to bring those cars in. Having a great trade capture rate, measuring your trade capture rate, being effective at it, getting people to not sell their car to somebody else, then come buy your car. All those things are critical to success. And I find a lot of dealers don't measure that as much as that is important to them. The measurement hasn't been put in place to see, are they really being effective in that area? So there are some really basic things that they can do to see if their people are doing what we want them to do. Is the collaboration happening between the internet manager, the BDC, and the used car manager to make sure that we're getting every opportunity at that inventory that's out there?
Yeah, such fantastic advice. Tracking and measurement are prerequisites to optimization, which are required to maximize your profitability and ROI, which of course are the metrics that matter today and every day in our business. So I love what you just shared, all spot on. One last question, Patrick, and I hope that everyone viewing or listening is going to take note of your answer here. Across everything that you're seeing with tens of thousands of dealer partners, what is your top recommendation to close the year out strong and plan for 2026 when it comes to getting more of those pots of gold?
Well, This is my big shtick here lately because the dealers are responding extremely well. I'm going to bring it back to kind of the sourcing piece, and trying to find inventory seems to be what is driving dealers. So as important as it is, you know, in your omni-channel environment where we grab that person that has a trade and I want that car as well, not only selling the car that I have on my lot, the area that I'm having a lot of discussions around is around sourcing with those customers that are right under your nose, and that's the service drive. So yes, we're going to be talking to Digital Dealer about how we're reaching out to these folks that are inquiring, maybe looking at a car, might have a trade. We're going to talk about all the best practices internally to be able to capitalize on that opportunity. I'm going to throw out a little bonus session that's going to happen day two of Digital Dealer, where I am bringing in a dealer from upstate New York, Mohawk Honda. I'm going to be putting him on stage and running him through the ringer because they have an amazing process that includes all of these omni-channel touch points that we're talking about to be able to get customers to sell their cars in the service drive. I've not seen an operation as buttoned up in all my years of kind of trying to pursue those that do it great. And I'm going to have somebody on the stage. So as much as you like what Jade and I are going to do up on the main stage, I'm going to bring you probably into a workshop environment. And I am going to show you a best practice with real live measurement and success rates. And I think you're going to be blown away. And I'm so excited that they're going to share play by play what makes their process work, because it's so good. They don't care if anybody even duplicates it, because their system's never going to break, because they've been at this for years and they really know how to pull those current customers back into the fold and make sure that that inventory stays at their dealership. So I'm really excited about that.
Well, now I'm excited too, Patrick. I won't miss it. I will be there, and I hope all of you will be there too. So, Patrick, I want to thank you for joining me today. We are in an era of introducing new ways and re-education across the board, and it is all surrounding the goal as an industry and for our dealer partners to drive more return on investment and protect both their team's time and their spend. And so I look forward to presenting with you at Digital Dealer coming up right around the corner, and I want to encourage all of you attending to check out our session and be sure to stop by the Cox Automotive booth to connect with us. So Patrick, thank you for joining all of us on For the Road Forward.
Thanks, Jade.
And that wraps us up for today. A big thank you to Patrick James and a big thank you to all of you for watching or listening to For the Road Forward. Whether you're listening on your favorite streaming platform such as Spotify or Apple or watching on our Auto Trader homepage, we sure are glad that you are here. And if you'd like to be a subscriber, well, you'll be the first to hear when new episodes like this release, as well as receive subscriber-only bonuses throughout the year. Go to b2b.autotrader.com/fortheroadforward. You'll also find the link to the new white paper. So be sure to subscribe and be one of the first to access any of our awesome Cox Automotive studies. As always, I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, and I'd like to thank you for joining us for The Road Forward. Be sure to tune in next week as we'll continue the open conversations with industry leaders, champions, and disruptors on what they're currently seeing, doing, and forecasting is coming next. And as always, we're cutting through the noise to drive real results for you. And as...